How much is too much? This is a thread that's on Audioboo, and I'm going to contribute to it. Audioboo recently increased the times for the 3 and 5 minute users up to 10 minutes, and plus subscribers are up to 60 minutes, and channels are all across the board up to 60 minutes. Yeah, I think 60 minutes is too much in a sense of someone to even wrap their brain around. You know, if you're going to speak for 60 minutes, wow, that's a lot of speaking. You must have a lot of information, or you must have some important information that people should extrapolate from. So go for it if it's worthwhile like that. I don't think this is really driven for anybody that had a Plus account, because as Rocky stated, you know, they didn't misuse the 30 minutes. They didn't go up to 29 minutes and 59 seconds every time. You know, they just had it there in case they really had something. But as All One Word stated, you know, it hovers around that 14-minute mark. And I can understand that. So 10 minutes for the average user, the new users, the unsubscribed users, to the pay plan. It is perfect. It's really perfect. But I really think it opens up a bigger window for companies and education platforms, people to come in to use the platform, education and other entities to use the platform, the Audioboo platform, as a tool. Because 10 minutes, a student could do a report, a speech, all sorts of things. Companies could use it to converse with other people by using hashtag or other forms of closed channel type of thing within their company of units. So that really opens up a whole nother window in the business world, in the education world. And I don't think that community is the main purpose behind it, but it sure does benefit the community. And with the community now at 10 minutes all the way across the board, yeah, as Rocky said, you know, part one, part two, part three, it's going to be down into one boo, bang. That's nice. That's nice, because there is a certain irritation level that people are talking about good stuff and they have to come back, and then they have to re-explain that it's shut down because they're not a paid account. And, you know, there goes 5 more seconds, you know. Plus the time that people want to check to see where they left off and start up again, you know, that could be annoying. So a lot of new users, I hope it really takes wildfire over here in the United States. It seems like in the UK there's, you know, boos all over the place, and audio boos. Yeah, it's very popular. If you're on Audioboo and you don't have a UK follower, or you're not following someone from the UK, you're not on Audioboo, because there's no way you can get around it. It is based in, you know, San Francisco now. Not based. I shouldn't say based. It's based in London, of course, in the towers. But they do have a San Francisco partnership of some sort. But Audioboo is in San Francisco, and they are working with educational areas, arenas, and stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. And I personally think, you know, most people are responsible on their booths, and they put in the information that they need, and they don't ramble on and on and on like I could tend to do. But like Rocky said, you know, once you start find yourself repeating yourself at a loss or things, wrap it up. And I think everyone's respected that. I do see some booths that I hope they don't get more minutes, because, oh my gosh, you know. But, you know, that's the thing. If it makes them happy, if they have their followers and they're sharing and they're doing stuff and that's what they do, more power to them. It's just like, you know, I don't drive a car, but there's people out on the road that shouldn't drive a car. I hear about it all the time. But you know what? They need to get around, and they need a vehicle to do what they do. And if Audioboo is a good vehicle for someone, I think everyone should be able to drive it. And now that they all have, you know, 10 minutes minimum, you know, that's really cool. I think it's really cool, because some people may use it to practice English, may use it to practice a different language and have friends in other parts of the world. It's a worldwide venue. It's just an awesome tool. Good job, Audioboo. This is a very smart decision to do. And, yeah, The only thing that I can think of right now that would be a very good thing for Audio Voodoo is to contact people more through the email or through an Audio Boo, something that, you know, this is coming, this is going to happen. I decided to try the half hour or a plus member. So I signed up for one month, just went to do it, and the conversion wasn't there. I had to convert pounds into, you know, all the way through the purchasing. You know, I never knew exactly how much money I was actually putting on to my my debt list. So that was interesting that it didn't convert it. It's still UK based on the website. And that's one area. But the next day, and right away I saw 30 minutes. Oh, okay. So I went up. I thought, wow, 30 minutes. I'll never use that. And the next day, well, yesterday, I noticed it was at 60. I thought, wow, what's that for? I mean, what happened? And I couldn't figure it out. And then all of a sudden, I saw the boos out there and the audio boos. And, you know, bang, I understood what's going on. So the plus accounts get doubled and everyone else gets 10. And I would have left it at 10, honestly. I would have left it at 10 because I really don't need to go.
Time remaining.
53:29 left. See, I can wrap this up right now, and I didn't even need 10 minutes. And I think I covered most everything that I needed to do. So, more minutes than McColgan, I probably listened to him. More minutes, the all one word, I'll probably listen to him. More minutes to a few other people out there, I'll listen. And it's really interesting because, it's just interesting. It's just interesting to see this progress now that it started. I think it's going to be like a beehive because someone's going to see a bee, hear the buzz, and they're going to follow that bee, and pretty soon there's more bees all headed in the same direction. They're all headed to Audio Boo. It's going to be a busy beehive, I believe. I think it's going to grow in the United States. I really hope it does grow in the United States because it's, other than, you know, the blind community in the United States use it, and I could vouch for that on the Blind Abilities channel. It's really buzzing, and I notice in the UK the channels, the blindness channels over there are buzzing, and it's huge. And when you get out of the realm of the blindness world and stuff in the United States, it's vague. It's hard to really pick up anybody that's there's a few, Fireman Rick, that, you know, it's interesting, but it's not a busy network of audio boos in the United States, and hopefully, you know, this is going to be an attractive thing for people, especially people using, like, SoundCloud and podcasting that are using paid places, and, you know, you got so much storage space, you got to delete this, delete that to put up your next thing, or Spreaker, or any others that are out there. There's always a fee, but for 10 minutes for free across the board. This is like GW Micro and Windows combining or something. You know, what is JAWS going to do? What are the other people thinking? You know, as a community, we're thinking this way. What are the other people that are selling podcast time, SoundCloud, and all the other stuff? And what are they thinking? This is a big move. This is a big move, and I think it's a great business decision. So, all right. I'm interested to hear the rest of what everyone else has to say, so I'll get off here. All right, let's see if I did it.
50:48.
10 minutes. I like it. All right, y'all have a good day, and bye-bye.